Welcome to the Voice of Freedom, a ministry of ground up grace, where the daily message frees you for forgiven living.
Freedom for forgiven living is grounded at the cross, where Jesus takes all your sins upon himself and gives you, in exchange, his abounding grace. Let's listen together and see where his grace frees us today. Here are the readings for Wednesday, the 25th of January. From Proverbs 11:19, it says, "Whoever is steadfast in righteousness will live, but whoever pursues evil will die."
And from Matthew 5, verse 6, this is from the Sermon on the Mount, "Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they will be filled."
Well, Jim and I are sitting on a balcony overlooking Manger Street in Bethlehem. And we're looking at these two verses for today, as we have just arrived here in the Holy Land, landed in Tel Aviv yesterday afternoon. So Jim and I have been looking at these two verses here and thinking about them partly in light of Mary and Joseph, and also in light of just what it means to be righteous in the eyes of God. And what does it mean to be steadfast in righteousness? And what does it mean to hunger for something like this? So that we understand that as a part of the culture of what it means to follow Jesus. Any thoughts, Jim?
Yeah, the word righteousness, I suppose, has a few different connotations. One being right living or upright living, moral living, or being in a right relationship with God. In these particular verses, it seems like it's more about, at least in Proverbs, about the morality and how you, the choice you make between good and evil. And there doesn't seem to be a third option in that Proverb verse. Whereas I'm not so sure in the Matthew verse, where Jesus says in the Beatitudes, "Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness," that could mean a desire to be in a right relationship with God. And the promise there is that if you have that desire, it will be filled.
Yeah, that's really good news. That when you have that yearning in your heart for that to come to pass, it will come to pass. You know, the piece of this that strikes me about Joseph was regarded as a righteous man. And his righteous manliness was that he was willing to set Mary aside, not to publicly scorn her, which could have led to her death, but he was just going to quietly divorce her, separate himself from her, so that she wouldn't be publicly shamed. That was a sign of his righteousness. Mm-hmm. But the other sign of his righteousness is that when he hears the promise from the angel through his dream, he trusts it. In other words, he goes against all his training and believes this word that he hears. It's very much like what Mary heard when the angel spoke to her,
right,
and said to her, "You're going to have a baby." And she said, "How can this be?" I'm sure Joseph was saying, "How can this be?"
Yeah.
In his dream. But in that same way, both of them were trusting a righteous word outside themselves, not their righteous actions that usually were the thing that justified people in their public accountability.
Mm-hmm.
They were publicly scorned, but in terms of heaven, they were justified.
Right. Yeah, Joseph risks his status in the community by marrying her when she was pregnant. And later on, the Pharisees question Jesus's legitimacy of his birth. So you're right. I mean, Joseph took a big risk in trusting God through his messenger to accept Mary as she was,
yeah,
with child, which was a shameful event in that culture.
You know, one of the funny things about the word righteous, it is used, and as we're hearing the honking of horns down here instead of the braying of donkeys, the word righteous is used in a mechanic shop to describe the outcome of a car, once it's been worked on, the mechanic will tell you after he's fixed what's wrong with your car, the car is now righteous. Tzadik is a word that they will say, it's righteous. It means it is what it's intended to be. It's fulfilling what it was created for. Tzadik, righteous, means you are the person you were called to be. And I think, Jim, you were teaching us that that is also the meaning of the word shalom. But shalom has that same meaning. Do you want to comment on that?
That was actually Del Tekit's definition of shalom for the benefit of others. Shalom. Being righteous for their benefit so that they would have peace and wholeness in their life.
Well, the story of Bethlehem is that Mary and Joseph, for all of our sakes, were righteous, and they trusted the righteousness of God to work in their lives in a hidden way and a sometimes embarrassing way, to come to a place where there was no room for them in an inn. We're in an inn where they did have reservations for us.
And what's kind of amazing about it metaphorically is Bethlehem is where they raised the sheep, the lambs, for the temple sacrifice. And so that was an act of righteousness. And Jesus was born here in the land where the lamb was raised for the ultimate sacrifice.
That makes us righteous.
Right.
Yeah. Well, thank you, Jim. Appreciate you taking the time to share this with us as we're sitting on a balcony listening to the sounds of Bethlehem in 2023. Sonia and I are back together now. She was leading a little group of people, about 12 of them, around a little walk around this hotel that led you actually to the church in the Nativity. And is it called Manger Square?
Manger Square. It was down a starlit path, so very bright, and like the star leading the wise men, it was right over where the young child laid.
Yeah, and the nice thing is when you're here at night, you can see it. We've only come here during the day all our years of coming on tours to Israel, and
beautiful.
Got to see it here at night. It's right in front of our hotel.
Yeah, very beautiful place.
So, Sonia, you've written a grace prayer. Maybe you could share that.
My gratitude for these verses tonight. My gratitude for these verses today is for the satisfaction that I receive for my spiritual hunger and my spiritual thirst from your life-giving source, Jesus, of your righteousness, your goodness. You have made me right with God through dying on the cross, sacrificing your life for mine. And now all goodness comes to me as a result. I am on the right way with your leading. My repentance is I repent for thinking that I'm right or good in my own strength. So my A is absolve me and return me to you. Bring me back to the path. See the conversation from Jesus to me. Sonia, I have clothed you in my robe of righteousness. Don't wear anything else thinking that you'll be covered. I'm filling you with life-giving water, food, compassion, care, strength, and endurance, all for your journey with me. And my E word today is excited. I'm very excited to be here in Israel for me and for this trip, that all will be guided and led by the righteousness of Christ.
Thank you, Sonia. Here's the prayer from the daily text. Great provider, thank you for the abundant life you give me. Sometimes I hunger for more than I need. Forgive my greed. Give me an appetite for wise and right living rather than for wealth and security. Today, I will give generously to an organization that feeds the hungry so others can experience your goodness too. Amen. And we pray again this day, Lord, for the friends we have in Ukraine who are fighting against an unrighteous condition where they are literally being placed before the barrels of the guns of powers greater than they are. We thank you for the way that so many people have been standing with Ukraine to fight against Russia. Bring peace, Lord, so that the hostility there can end and there can be a solution to this terrible division that exists in that nation. Jesus, help them. Amen. We're going to have a song sung by our grandchildren, one that they've sung at Christmas, but it's especially appropriate for being here, Away in a Manger. Whatever your daily grind may be, know that you are grounded in the grace of Jesus Christ.
Yes, I am.